Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Emily.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
Elsie, I've been thinking about animals a lot lately. Do you have a favorite animal?
Speaking of favorite animals, I gotta tell you, cats are my favorite animals, especially grumpy cats. I've never seen a real grumpy cat before, but when I see their pictures, I laugh so hard. How about you?
Yeah, those are so cute, but I think elephants are my favorite animals.
Elephants?
Yes. Why? I've just always liked them. They're so big. They're so gentle.
Uh-huh.
But I also love having pets. It's nice to have a dog to take on walks and play with. I really like having a cat to play and snuggle with, too.
Right. That sounds really nice. You sound like an animal lover.
Yep, definitely.
In fact, in today's article, we are actually going to learn about a new cafe that is also a home to some stray dogs and cats.
Yes, we're going to learn about how one cafe is helping animals that don't have owners or homes yet to have better lives.
Reading.
New cafe gives stray animals a place to call home. Almost hidden away near Taipei Main Station is a curious cafe that just opened last August. Stepping inside, you might be immediately greeted by a dog, wagging its tail and happy to see you. On the second floor, you can sip your tea while a sleepy cat curls up on your lap. In this small shop, stray cats and dogs are given a badly needed place to stay. In fact, this cafe is called Lang Lang Biaku, which means Stray Animals, Please Don't Cry. The cafe's clean and comfortable environment serves as a temporary home for stray dogs and cats until they're adopted. What's more, the cafe devotes 3% of each bill to animal shelters. Thus, customers can help stray animals by just enjoying a drink or food there. The owners of the cafe have turned their love for animals into actions that can directly support them. If this cause is near and dear to you as well, be sure to plan a visit soon. Our article begins, almost hidden away near Taipei Main Station is a curious cafe that just opened last August.
Wow, so it's pretty new, right?
Yes.
This special cafe is near Taipei Main Station, Taipei 车站, but it's almost hidden away. It means that people can barely see it.
Mm-hmm.
人们可能不太能够发现这家 cafe 哦。And our article continues, step inside, you might be immediately greeted by a dog, wagging his tail and happy to see you.
Mm-hmm. So we see our first new vocab word, greet, here. It's a verb and it's spelled G-R-E-E-T, greet. And we use greet to talk about meeting someone. So we can greet or meet someone if we see them at an event or place. But here we're talking about a dog meeting someone at the door as soon as they enter the room.
Greet 是迎接或是打招呼的意思。So if we are greeted, it means somebody or here an animal, the dog, greets us. And it might be wagging its tail, 摇着它的尾巴。
Yes, and wag is our second vocab word here. It's a verb and it's spelled W-A-G, wag. And we use the word wag to mean to move side to side. But we usually use this word specifically for dogs' tails and how they move them or wag them when they're happy or excited.
Wag 是摇摆摇动的意思。狗狗正在摇着尾巴迎接你，代表它很开心，对不对？ W-A-G 是一个CVC 也就是子音加母音加子音的状况，所以呢，记得加 ing 之前重复字尾 g 再加 ing。 Okay, then our article also says, on the second floor, you can sip your tea while a sleepy cat curls up on your lap.
Yes, it sounds so nice. But first, let's look at this word sip. It's a verb and it's spelled S-I-P, sip. And to sip means to drink something slowly by drinking only a very small amount at a time. Someone might sip a drink that is too hot, for example.
Mm-hmm. sip 是啜饮的意思哦，就是小口的喝，在文章当中呢是一个动词，当然这个字呢也可以当名词来使用。 For example, can I have a sip of a drink? 我可以喝一小口你的饮料吗？ It means you only want to have a little, just to taste, but not half glass of it, right?
Right.
So back to the article, we also saw that while you sip,A sleepy cat might curl up on your lap.
Yes, that's right. And to curl up means to sit in a very comfortable position with your feet off the ground and your legs bent. If someone or something is curled up, they will make more of a circle shape rather than a straight line.
Curl.C-U-R-L 是卷曲的意思，那 curl up 加上一个 up 就是卷起来了。 How cute it is when a sleepy cat curls up on your lap. Here we see the word lap, it's part of our body.
Yes, lap is a noun and it's spelled L-A-P, lap, and here it means the area the bottom half of your body makes when you sit down. So when we sit, the top of our legs create a flat area, kind of like a tabletop.So if something or someone sits on that area, they are sitting on a person's lap.
Lap 就是大腿啦。It's nice when a cat sits on your lap, but imagine if it's a person on your lap. That would be too heavy, right?
Yes.
So you can say, hey, don't sit on my lap, you are too heavy. Next, our article says, in this small shop, stray cats and dogs are given a badly needed place to stay.
Yes, and the word stray is used to talk about animals, usually cats or dogs, that don't have a home.
Yes, as we mentioned earlier in our opening, stray dogs or stray cats 就是流浪狗、流浪猫的意思啦。The owner of the cafe is such a good person. I don't know if it's a he or a she, but this person gives some stray animals a shelter, which is a home, and they really need it. That's why our article says they are given...A badly needed place to stay. And our article continues by saying, in fact, this cafe is called 凉别哭。这个英文呢翻到中文就是浪浪别哭的意思啦。所以呢你看一下那个英文的这个翻译哦，它是凉凉别哭，浪浪别哭。Emily, do you know...What it means in Chinese?
Well, I learned it when I wrote the article. So according to our article, what I found is this name means stray animals, please don't cry.
That's right. And our article continues by saying the cafe's clean and comfortable environment serves as a temporary home for stray dogs and cats until they are adopted.
Well, let's first look at this expression serves as...This phrase is used to talk about something that acts as something else. So, for example, the cafe also serves as a popular study area. That's one example. We could also say a restaurant serves as a gathering place for friends to get together.
Yes, A serves as B, 代表就是呢以 A 当作 B 来使用。So, the cafe is used as a temporary home for those animals.So, Emily, can you tell us more about the word temporary?
Oh, of course. Temporary is an adjective, and it's spelled T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-Y, temporary. And if something is temporary, it means that something isn't permanent or long-lasting. So when the article says the cafe is a temporary home for animals, we realize that the animals won't stay there forever.It is meant to be a home for a much shorter period of time.
Right, temporary 就是暂时的。那它的相反字呢是 permanent。老师在这边拼一次给你们听哦 ，P-E-R-M-A-N-E-N-T, permanent 是永久的意思。The cafe is not their permanent home. They are there waiting to be adopted.
And we see this word adopt. It's a verb and it's spelled A-D-O-P-T, adopt.And it means to take and have something by choice. So here we're talking about taking in animals and caring for them by choice. Oh, that's so kind. However, we can also adopt a new idea or attitude by choosing to act or think differently.
Right. Adopt 是领养的意思。We can not only adopt a dog, a cat, we can adopt a child as well.、
Mm-hmm.
Adopt 也可以是采纳、接受的意思。Like Emily just said, to adopt a new idea means to accept it.、
Mm-hmm.
Next, the article says, what's more, the cafe devotes 3% of each bill...to animal shelters.
Yes, what's more is an expression that we can use in place of in addition to. So we can use this expression to show we're going to add more information to what we are talking or writing about. So it's a good expression to use if we're going to discuss something a little further.、
Mm-hmm. What's more, 也就是 also, 或是 besides, in addition, 或是 additionally 的意思。这些字呢或片语都很常见，大多放在句首表示还有的意思。这家咖啡呢还做了一件很有意义的事情，也就是 the cafe devotes part of the bill to animal shelters.
Mm-hmm. So we see this cafe gives a home to the stray cats and dogs waiting for them to find an owner,、
mm-hmm.
and it also devotes this money to animal shelters.
Right.
So when a person, place, or thing devotes something to another person, group, or place, it means they give their time, money, or resources to that thing. So the cafe gives money to animal shelters.In fact, 3% of every person's bill goes to animal shelters directly. So if your bill at this cafe was, 100 NT dollars, then 3 NT dollars of it would go to an animal shelter.
Right, devote A to B, 就是将 A 贡献给 B 的意思啦。Besides devoting money to a charity, we can also say a person devotes himself or herself to something. For example, I devote myself to my work. 我把自己贡献于工作，也就是我专心致力于我的工作上面。Back to the article, it says...Thus, customers can help stray animals by just enjoying a drink or food there.、
Mm.
They go there not only to have coffee and food, but also to help the animals.
Yes, the article continues. The owners of the cafe have turned their love for animals into actions that can directly support them.So to turn something into something else means to change or develop one thing into something different. So in our article, we're talking about the owners changing their feelings into actions.
Mm-hmm. Turn A into B, 我们也可以说 change A into B, 也就是将 A 转变为 B 的意思啦。And our article finally says, if this cause is near and dear to you as well, be sure to plan a visit soon.
Yes, and to be near and dear to someone is actually today's shortcut for you. So let's take a break for our clip.
Shortcut for you.
Aww. Hey there. What's wrong?
Wrong? There's nothing wrong. I'm just thinking about Dave.
Dave? Isn't he your classmate?
Yes, Dave, my classmate.
He seems to be near and dear to you.
Near? Dave is near? Oh my god, where?
If someone is near and dear to you, they are important to you.
Oh, be near and dear to somebody is 对某人极为重要。
Bingo. Dave seems kind of near and dear to you.
Yes, he's dear to me, and I wish he was near.
That's nice. I'll go tell him how you feel.
No, don't. He's too near and dear to me.
Welcome back. So we just covered how if something is near and dear to you, then it is a thing, person, or cause that you care about a lot.
Yes, and cause in our article 是目标理想的意思。So if you care about this cause, you should go visit the cafe too.
That's right. We can use as well to mean to or also. Here, the article is saying that if the cause is near and dear to you, also be sure to visit the cafe soon.
And that's the end of the article for today. So now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's chat question is, would you describe yourself as an animal lover? Why or why not?
I would say I am not an animal lover because I'm actually afraid of dogs.
You are?
Yes, I am. First, my mom is very scared of dogs too, which I don't know why. And when I was in the elementary school, I was chased by a dog at school. I ran and ran and ran, but nobody saved me until I ran into my classroom and the dog just stopped right there. I have been scared of dogs like a mom since then. How about you, Emily?
Oh, well, that sounds very scary. I kind of understand your fear.
Right.
My experience was a little different, so I would have to say I'm a huge animal lover. I was actually always trying to adopt the animals I would find around my neighborhood at home.
That's really nice of you.
Yeah, the part of the U.S. where I'm from has a lot of wildlife. So there were definitely times I went home with a wild baby bunny that had been left by its parents.
Baby bunny, that's cute.
I don't think my parents were as happy about that. But I've always loved having cats and dogs as pets. But my apartment here isn't big enough to have space for a pet. Maybe I'll have to find a cat cafe or something similar so I can spend more time with animals here in Taiwan.
So if you can adopt an animal here in Taiwan, which one would you prefer? Which kind of animal would you prefer to adopt?
Well, I would love to have a cat. Since my apartment is smaller, I think it might be better for me to have a cat, but...Oh, I love having both cats and dogs. It's so much fun.
So cats would be your first choice?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, yes. I understand what you mean. Okay, I think we're running out of time, guys. So go ahead and talk about this yourselves or with your friends in your group too. And thanks for joining us today.
Yes, we'll see you next time. Until then, I'm Emily.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Goodbye.New Cafe gives stray animals a place to call home. Almost hidden away near Taipei Main Station is a curious cafe that just opened last August. Stepping inside, you might be immediately greeted by a dog, wagging its tail and happy to see you. On the second floor...You can sip your tea while a sleepy cat curls up on your lap. In this small shop, stray cats and dogs are given a badly needed place to stay. In fact, this cafe is called Lang Lang Bie Ku, which means Stray Animals, Please Don't Cry. The cafe's clean and comfortable environment serves as a temporary home for stray dogs and cats until they're adopted.What's more, the cafe devotes 3% of each bill to animal shelters. Thus, customers can help stray animals by just enjoying a drink or food there. The owners of the cafe have turned their love for animals into actions that can directly support them. If this cause is near and dear to you as well, be sure to plan a visit soon.
Vocabulary Review.
Greet. The mother was greeted by her two children when she walked through the door. Wag. The dog's tail began to wag when its owner came home from work. Sip. The drink was very hot, so Evan only sipped it. Lap. The little girl sat in her father's lap as he read her a story.Temporary. This job is temporary and will only last 3 months. Adopt. The couple decided to adopt a child because they couldn't have one of their own.